An environmental advocacy group lists Bloomington among more than 600 locations across the country whose water may be contaminated with a highly toxic compound. As GLT's Eric Stock reports, Bloomington officials maintain the city's water is safe. Environmentalists say no one can be certain until more testing is done.
The Environmental Working Group recently released a report which indicated Bloomington tested positive for trace levels of PFAS. That's short for perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances. They're a class of water-soluble man-made chemicals used in waterproof clothing, fire-retardant foam, and formerly Teflon. The group claims as of March, the compound has been detected in 43 states, potentially contaminating the drinking water systems of more than 19 million people. A test in 2013 detected PFAS at 47 parts per trillion in Bloomington's groundwater, which falls below the Environmental Protection Agency's advisory threshold of 70 parts per trillion, which would trigger mitigation. Still, Bill Walker, editor-in-chief of EWG.org, says that's cause for concern.
You know, it's not as great a concern as what we've seen in some other contaminated systems, but certainly it's a level that if it were in my water, I wouldn't be drinking it without a filter.
Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Cart says the city isn't sure how the initial study showed trace levels of PFAS, but three subsequent tests later that year showed no indication of the compound, so the city no longer had to test for it.
We weren't a community that needed to continue to look at it. There were no concerns, and so we still do meet all of our state and federal requirements for safe drinking water.
PFAS are generally more prevalent near military bases, airports, firefighter training sites, and industrial plants and industrial landfills. The Federal Safe Drinking Water Act doesn't include enforceable limits for PFAS. The Trump administration decided earlier this year it would not require additional testing. The Environmental Working Group believes there's enough uncertainty about PFAS. They should be tested more frequently than the federal government currently requires. Walker acknowledges the science around the safety of PFAS is still evolving, but he points to studies which show pregnant women who drink the contaminated water have a higher risk of having children with developmental disabilities, greater risk of obesity, and weakened immune systems. In some cases, defects were reported in fetuses and those with weakened immune systems with just one part per trillion PFAS contamination in their water. Walker says studies have shown higher rates of cancer and kidney disease for those who have had daily exposure to the chemicals over a number of years.
Every state in the country ought to be undergoing some level of testing at least. And states that have not done very much testing, I would say that they are not doing their duty to protect their citizens.
Joan Brame is a sociologist at Illinois State University, and she studies water quality issues. She says the Federal Agency for Toxic Substances Disease Registry has proposed capping allowable PFAS levels at 7 to 11 parts per trillion, but the EPA hasn't taken action on the proposal, a threshold more restrictive than what the EPA is currently suggesting. She says that points to the wide range of opinions among experts over what the standard should be.
Because we just don't know enough about these chemicals. You know, we have a long history in this country of certainly using chemicals and then realizing that they are not good for us. We have examples of DDT, you know, other chemicals that we have historically used where then we find out that they are in fact carcinogens.
Brame suggests the U.S. has it backwards when it comes to allowing chemicals to be used until they are proven unsafe. She notes in Europe, chemical regulation requires extensive testing for human and environmental health effects before a chemical can be placed on the market.
Basically, no data, no market. And here, we basically have to prove that a chemical is harmful before its use can be stopped.
Brame says more cities and towns should take it upon themselves to test for these chemicals with or without federal mandates, though she adds Bloomington and Normal have long histories of protecting the safety of their drinking water supplies. Karch with Bloomington Public Works says he would support more extensive testing.
We do believe it is something that should be monitored regularly. It is that is a good thing to look at.
Karch says he doesn't see the need for Bloomington to take on additional testing on its own because he says the city isn't at risk. risk. ISU's Joan Brahm says many mistakenly believe they can simply remove all chemicals with a water filter. But she says most commercial filters won't remove PFAS. Cart says most water quality problems are caused in the home.
It is good in your home to make sure that you're really changing and cleaning out those aeration devices on the end of your faucet. When's the last time that you might have checked that? If it's been a year or never, now would be the time.
And the report from the Environmental Working Group also showed PFAS contamination in Galesburg and Rantoul, the site of a decommissioned Air Force base. I'm Eric Stock.
Illinois State University's Joan Brahm says bottled water generally isn't any safer than what you draw from the tap because it faces fewer regulatory steps than municipal water supplies.